This week, I talked with writer, embodiment facilitator, therapist, and political activist, Prentice Hemphill. They invited us to experience the body not as an object, but as an event. Sort of like understanding molecules as both a particle and a wave. It made me think about the body as an unfolding wave, whose presence and presencing makes a difference. Prentice invited us to experiment in order to understand and connect with the nuance of our bodies. They invited us to experiment with a movement practice to support our connection and intimacy with our body. And they talked about it can be absolutely anything. It could be shaking and dancing and moving fast or moving slow. Any way it helps us reconnect with the present moment. And so, given how much we're in speed, multitasking, or feeling disconnected with our body, heart, and mind, I thought I'd offer you a version of a grounding practice. First thing in the morning, just as you get up from bed, I invite you to place your feet on the floor and come into a standing position. And before you take any steps, bolting for the bathroom or for your phone or the kids calling you down the hall, see if you can bring your awareness to your feet, how the pads make contact with the ground, where you're putting your weight. Is it more in your heels? Is it more on your toes, on the outside or the inside of your feet? And I invite you to stand there, arms gently at your side, all your awareness on your feet, until you feel like your feet are firmly rooted. And I want you to feel like you're energizing your feet, that they feel alive. You can sense sensations there. Feel it as the conduit between the energy of the ground and the life force that's moving in your body. See if you can rest there, even if it's just 30 seconds, to feel a return to this ground of yourself, this beautiful body that is being supported by the earth and is moving and in contact with the earth. My hunch is that this simple act of grounding in the morning will interrupt the jump and get up and go habit. It will help begin your day with a little more centeredness, less distraction. It will help support greater nervous system regulation and connect with this kind of essential part of our body that we take for granted. And I believe that the more we give ourselves permission to open ourselves to what lies beyond the head, lies beyond our will, this mysterious inner world that we have, the nuance of our bodies, the greater the chance we will feel more alive and be able to access a wider web of wisdom. A few final words about practice. Practice is different than a tool or a technique or simply a mindset shift. Practice is like an ecosystem unto itself. It's more like a world that invites your playful curiosity. It invites you to pay attention differently. What can you learn, see, feel, sense from a new doing, a new action? What you'll experience will be different than me or a friend who does the same practice. It's experimental. It's designed to be fresh and alive, dynamic and relational. And what I emphasize is practice is a gift of learning from your own direct experience, not from experts, coaches, sages, teachers, but from you. Practice centers you as the awake and attuned one that you already are. Practice is the invitation, and direct experience is your greatest teacher. So if you play with this practice and discover that you've had an insight that you love to share with me or others, please reach out. Email me with any observations or questions at jennifer@sparkcoaching.ca. And if you know of someone who'd appreciate the wisdom and gift of this practice, please share this episode with a friend. I'm Jennifer England. Thanks for practicing and being on this journey on the tension of emergence.